Hello, and welcome to an hour of music from Bob's Used Record Shop. I am your host, Bob Taylor. Now, if you happen to be tuning into my show for the first time, Bob's Used Record Shop is a one-hour program where I play great audio recordings from the last 70 years. Old and new artists covering every genre and every era, with many tracks played directly from my own personal collection of original vinyl records. Music ranging from the earliest pop and jazz of the 40s and 50s, through the rock, pop, soul, blues, country, and jazz of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. This year I promised there would be some new segments to my show. And starting this week, I am going to give you a new and recurring segment called Tracking the Soundtrack of My Life, where I will play occasionally an entire album. Now, these are albums that I have played over and over at different times in my life. Today, I'm going to go back and track an album dating to 1971. The album is called Ram, and it's from Paul McCartney and his wife, soulmate, and musical collaborator, Linda McCartney. This is the only album from Paul's solo career that is actually credited to both Paul and Linda. When this record first came out, it was originally panned by the rock critics of the day. The album is called Ram. Now, compared to the releases by other Beatles bandmates, John Lennon and George Harrison, this album was considered subpar and lightweight as far as relevancy. But it nonetheless went top five in the United Kingdom and number two on the Billboard Top 200 chart. Now, at the time, I felt the album as a whole was a great listen, and I listened to it over and over and over again. It had what I considered to be very interesting instrumentation, and the vocalization on the album I thought was wonderful. Now, when it was re-released in 2012, many years later, most critics had changed their mind about the album. The reissue of Ram received an aggregate score of 86 out of 100 from a place called Metacritic. Now, based on 12 reviews, that score from that website defines as indicating a universal acclaim. Now, the record also re-reviewed by Mojo magazine that said, "Today it sounds quintessentially McCartney." All music editor Stephen Thomas Erlewine wrote, "In respect, it looks nothing so much as like the first indie pop record, a record that celebrates small pleasures with big melodies." Pitchfork magazine, Jason Green, similarly felt McCartney was inventing an approach to pop music that would eventually become indie pop, and called Ram a domestic bliss album, one of the weirdest, earthiest, and most honest ever made. Even Rolling Stone, that really panned the album back in the day, went so far as to dub the album a daffy masterpiece and a grand psychedelic ramble full of divine melodies and orchestral frippery, whatever that means. And finally, Steve Hayden, writing for the AV Club, said that lightweight style was originally panned by critics as actually, when heard with sympathetic ears, a big part of what makes it so appealing. Now, before I start side one, I want to play for you a recording that came from the same sessions that the album came from, and it was a song that yielded a huge, huge hit single for Paul and Linda McCartney. It is called Another Day, and after that song, I will track side one of Ram.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day.
the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Thank you. when I walk. Me still. Mine got one.
Give your heart to somebody soon.
guess you never knew, dear boy, what you had found. I guess you never knew, dear boy, that she was just the cutest thing around. I guess you never knew what you had found, dear boy. So sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. Thank you.
Malone Hall said, notified me. He had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
You've been listening to side one of the 1971 album Ram by Paul and Linda McCartney. I'll be back with side two after these important messages.